40,000 Hamilton County families can't find an affordable place to rent or own. Housing advocates have been demanding public officials fund more affordable housing and stop displacement. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ambrielle Crutchfield.
When affordable housing is under attack, what do we do?
A few weeks ago, advocates marched to City Hall demanding officials fund more affordable housing. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development says only 30% of income should be spent on housing. Spending more than 30% is what HUD calls unaffordable. Liz Bloom is the head of Xavier's Community Building Institute. She says some people spend 50 or 75% of their income just to keep a roof over their heads.
There's a misconception in Cincinnati that this is an affordable housing market. We hear it all the time. We're not Boston. We're not San Francisco. How can we have an affordability problem? This is an affordable market. It is an affordable market if you have money. It is not an affordable market if you don't.
Bloom's studying how the county and city can get to the bottom of this. Local Institute Support Corporation Director Kathy Schwab is researching solutions. Schwab says some suburbs have bounced back from the recession, but the city's old housing stock took a harder hit.
A lot of our home ownership has flipped to rental, and those rentals are a lot more expensive than they were 10 years ago.
Lisk and Xavier's 2017 housing affordability study shows the gap's widening because construction costs are rising while wages are stagnant. The National Low Income Housing Coalition says in the county, a household must earn $17 an hour to make a two-bedroom apartment affordable. A renter making minimum wage would need to work two jobs to pay for a two-bedroom apartment. Bloom again.
And it isn't well-produced 40,000 units. I think it's lots of different things. It's modifications in zoning. It's improved transportation. It's increases in wages. It's producing more units. It's providing better code enforcement so the units we have are in better shape.
It's even trickier if you need to be near a grocery store or public transportation. SORTA's measure to increase the frequency and expansion of bus routes could help, but Bloom says it won't magically solve the issue.
If you take 100 households in Hamilton County making less than $15,000 a year, only 28 of them can find a unit they can afford at less than 30% of their income.
If you're making $65,000 to $100,000 a year, you can get a bang for your buck in Hamilton County. But that doesn't mean you're not impacted. The number of families living in poverty grew 40% between 2000 and 2014. Bloom says that raises concerns.
In another environment, we're talking about the county's economic development strategy. We now can't fill skilled jobs. We need to grow our own talent, right? We need to grow people in this region who can take jobs, who can take care of their homes. If your neighbors can't take care of their property, your property value suffers.
So how does it get fixed? Private investments or government dollars? Retired University of Cincinnati historian Fritz Casey Leininger says residents have tossed this question around since the first housing projects were built.
Much of the discussion lacks an understanding of this history. And I think it still boils down to there's a real resistance to spending tax dollars to subsidize the building of affordable housing for low and moderate income people.
There is not enough resources. And the hard decision about that is there's no new money coming from anybody else.
Bloom says Xavier and Lisk are creating a strategy that could change how county and city officials approach housing. Advocates already proposed there be a pool of funds for affordable housing. A year ago, City Council supported creating a fund, but the sales tax paying for it changed. The account has $1,300 in it, which comes from private donations. Bloom says it needs millions. HUD was a major funder of public housing, but now it's on local governments to step in. Columbus gets money from private companies. Bloom says that isn't a bad thing. She says local officials need to put better systems and resources in place to fund housing through the private sector. The comprehensive housing strategy will be released at the beginning of next year. Ambrielle Crutchfield, 91.7 WVXU.